This is Radio 4.
Good evening and welcome to the Camden. And if you'll forgive me, this is a most illustrious occasion. We are playing this Goon Show, the first since 1960, in front of a very distinguished audience. And I am very glad to see you, and I hope you have a wonderful time. What more can I say but please welcome the Goons.
Tonight I thought I'd start by singing one of Irving Berlin's songs, but I thought, why should I?
You never sings any of mine.
Now there's two sons of fun, Sellers and Seeker from Finchley.
I will attempt to sing for you through the face. And where else? Accompanied by my friend, Mr. Sellers, here, on the timpani. He's only using two tonight, and you'll notice at no time, to the proceedings, do his hands leave his wrists. And so, that lovely melody, Falling in Love with Love in E-flat.
Falling in love with love is calling for make-believe. Love is playing a fool. Very too much is such a deal. Unwise, with eyes unable to see, I fell in love with love, with love everlasting.
Who has a message for
we
you?
We have had a large number of telegrams wishing us, number believe one. It or not, good luck. And heaven only knows we need it. If there's any time to recall one of them. And may I read it to you? It is addressed, of course, to the Goons, and the message is as follows. One of your most devoted fans is enraged at the knowledge he is missing your last performance. Last night, my hair fell out and my knees dropped off, having turned green with envy at the thought of my father and my sister attending the show. One day, perhaps, you will find time to give a performance to a ship full of seagulls. My very best wishes, as always, and it's signed, Charles.
There is only one old custom left for me to do, which used to take place... The time-honored method of starting a program is to say, stand by, recording room. We're going ahead in 10 seconds from now.
Well,
it's lovely to be back.
Now, look, let me try this, Spike. I'm more professional at these sort of things. One, two, three.
Hello,
everybody's really lovely.
I'm the heaviest.
Yes, you are.
I'll do it, yes, sir. One, two, three.
Well, it's really great to be here tonight, and we were very happy to be here.
They haven't quite got the hang of it yet, but after another smoke, they should be switched on. If you were switched on, I am empowered by the governors of BBC Wireless to say good evening, and in that order. I also have it on good authority that my name is Clapham Junction. Well, I'll have that checked out later. When I announced the first Coon show in a field off Tiverton, I was 30. I am now 93. Mr. Sellers will now sell a gross of his cars and take up a dramatic voice.
I have been asked by the BBC to get the audience warmed up. Well, to the best of my knowledge, there is no better way then by the gentlemen using their right hand to squeeze the top of the lady's thigh next to them. Splendid. I will now whistle the soliloquy from Hamlet.
That was Mr. Sellers practicing his comeback. This morning, BBC Archives delivered 3 coffins. I will now introduce the contents of coffin number 1. Bald, toothless, and weighing 37 stone, Harry Secombe.
Speaking to you using the new aluminium voice cone protector. I'll start my comeback with a new trick taught me by a one-legged sailor who did toffee apple impressions for Noel Coward. Do you hear that? That's it, folks. It's the new Grateful Dead seagull sound. I'll now reveal the secret to the world live via satellite from Neasden. Take the index finger. Well, that's the index finger. That's the index finger. Stick it in the gob. Slide gently forward inside the cheek, giving it an added impetus as it shoots forward from the lips. So. You see? We directors of Harlech Television are not as daft as you think. You know?
During that demonstration of Mr. Secombe's senility, a smile, a song, and a wheelchair, the remains of Mr. Spike Milligner, the well-known typing error, has been reassembled. And he makes this sound.
What's the recipe today, Jim?
It's a lie, folks. What I said was contraceptives should be used at every conceivable occasion.
in case they get lost. He...
I say, Ollie, anyone with a name like Hitler can't be all that bad.
There's another fine mess Ross got us into.
As everybody knows who reads the Isle of Arran Shoemaker's Monthly, Her Majesty the Queen was to have opened this goon show, but owing to a rumor called Heath, she has declined. However, at short notice, and wearing a floral cretonne frock, Mr. Seacombe has agreed to stand in for the song.
Ladies and gentlemen, my first impressions as Queen will be a hedgehog doing acupuncture on Yul Brynner's nut.
Hurry, why? We're dying.
What's that?
Men falling to bed. He's a loose woman, you know.
Quick, throw a bucket of water over before the season starts. No. And now, ladies and gentlemen, my husband and I have great pleasure in starting this Goon Show number 161. Oh. My husband and I have great pleasure in starting this Goon Show number 161. Hello. My husband and I are having great difficulty in starting Goon Show number 161. It's all right at the royal rehearsal.
Hello.
A constabule of old England played by an aging Peter Sellers.
I'm sorry, sir, but you cannot part that huge bloody Welsh body there.
Watch it, Rosa.
I have been watching it, sir, and it gives me no pleasure.
Now then, there's not many people know that.
What is your name, sir?
Harry Seacombe.
What a splendid memory you have, sir. Now, son, would you like to explain as to why you're wearing a flowered crinoline frock?
Explain?
Yes.
Haven't you read the court circular?
No, I'm waiting until they make the film. Of the book, of the play, of the statue, of the street. Of the play.
Now, listen, Constable.
Yes.
You've finished.
What? Yes.
Yes, yes. I'm dressed like this because I have been asked to represent Her Majesty the Queen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Your Queen. My refund for apologies. I'm sorry.
It's too late for that.
It's only half past five.
We're having difficulty starting this Goon Show.
Oh, just have a look in the tonk, then. Tonk? Oh, see, you still got the same typist you had in 1953.
I still have her. No one's found out yet.
Here's the trouble, Your Queen. There's
no jokes in this fuel tonk.
I'll just shout a few in.
I say.
What do you say?
How do you start a pudding race?
I don't know. How do you start a pudding race?
Say go.
Somehow get me out of here.
There's plenty of combustion there. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, I now pronounce the Goon Show open.
Oh, every night is New Year's Eve. One more time.
Plague hit London in 1546 and been here ever since. Mrs. Dale's last husband, Ray Ellington.
I was dancing with my darling to that Tennessee. Tennessee wars, when an old friend that I know, I happened to see, oh yeah, introduced him to my loved one. And while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. Yes, he did. I remember the night, oh, the night we met. Yes, I know. Yes, I know how much I've lost. Oh, yeah. Yes, I lost my little darling the night that they were playing that beautiful Tennessee waltz. One more time, I was dancing with my darling to the beautiful swinging groovy little waltz, when no friend that I knew I happened to see introduced him to my loved one. And while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. The dog, I remember the night, oh, the night that we met. Yes, I know. Yes, I know how much I've lost. Hey, hey. Yes, I lost my little darling baby the night that they were playing that beautiful, 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 beautiful Tennessee.
That was Ray Ellington, one-time color sergeant, now a Chelsea pensioner. With anti-pollution in mind, we move now to the Westminster City Council rubbish dump, skillfully sited in the middle of Hyde Park. Two ragged fiends incarnate are discussing a moot point.
Don't point that moot at me, Moriarty. Say this line.
Sacred blue. Good news. The council have just dumped.
Good.
800 feet of brand new legging.
Question. Why does the council discard brand new legging?
Answer. Because it was in feet and inches, and we have gone metric.
Splendid. So that's where you've gone. Old England isn't finished yet. It's finished now. Moriarty, that lagging is going to be a lifesaver for
us. Yes, let's eat it. Sport.
What's the matter with you? You stupid Frenchy poo. Here we are, starving to death, and all you can think of is food. Moriarty, lay your lovely head on this anvil and close your eyes. Taste this margarine. There. Can you tell the difference?
No.
You see? You can't tell the difference between a lump on the head and margarine. The leadership of the Conservative Party is yours for the asking.
Here comes Neddy driving an unlicensed Guncho with CD plates on.
Smells of loon. Does look a bit seedy, doesn't it? Yes, he's dressed as our gracious queen. There must be trouble at Palace. Dan.
Ahoy there, gentlemen of the Frog and Throat. Have you seen a knighthood go this way?
Yes, but Richard Attenborough was wearing it. Dead. And anyway, it was the wrong size for that huge, bloated Welsh body of yours.
What?
Mind what you say, or we will have you incarcerated.
The unkindest cut of all. Now just relax against this cutthroat razor. Eddie, now listen to this.
This is what you do.
You see, that's what happened to Milligan. We don't want to end up like that. Here is a preview of next winter in Jimmy Grafton's attic. Yes. Yeah. And your legs stand another recorded winter like that.
Well, I don't stand all winter. Sometimes I lie down. Depends on who she is.
Ned, making love with cold legs can cause knee trembling. And ruin a man's chances in the old wedding stakes there.
Oh. What do you suggest?
Leg lag.
Leg lag?
Leg lag. Let me introduce that. A Frenchman of noble birth, the family arms a wreck rampant on a field of steaming argent tat. Voted actor of the year by Mrs. Mabel Fumes, son of the eminent crapologist and swine, Count Dingleberry's Moriarty.
I tell you, there is a curse on the house of Moriarty.
What is it?
The Hampstead Building Society.
He looks in a bad way. Has he had a medical check?
Yes, 30 shillings for a new truss.
End truss torture today. Oh.
He must be due for the chop.
No, it's my turn for the chop. He gets the bangers.
Well, if it's good enough for her, it's good enough for me. I command you, lag my leg.
Mon Majesty.
That will be £100 in war gratuities and 30 new pence for the fanfare. Thank you, Nadeb. I will now adjust my address before doing a moonlight. Moriarty, get out the Land Rover and measure his leg.
No, lift you up your trousers, Neddy.
Who put his trousers up?
Name of a dog, Rover. La Garçon Bottle Blair. Abbott Spots.
It's Marinati. You've gone bold. What is that lamp on your nose?
That is the difference between margarine.
I know what we can do. Let's play mothers and milkmen. And Neddy can be the blue tit that pecks the tub off the cream. Peck, peck, pecky. I heard it, my groin.
Blue button, you little devil. What were you doing up my trousers?
A man has to do what he has to do. Did it over there.
Come on, my trousers at once, you spotty Herbert.
My name is not Herbert. I'm James Bottle, 007¾, cap size. Ashley Porter for the hard-hitting brown paper, Junior Oz.
Get out or I'll fetch you one.
No, I can fetch it myself. Don't shout at me, please. I have got 2 O-levels and a budgerigar.
Hey, say, what are you doing with that camera?
I have got certain unsavory snaps of your bloomers.
What? But I have to wear them, you see. That's protocol.
Oh, what you been eating?
Give me back those snaps or I'll never be on Stars on Sunday again, you know. open this trouser door, or I'll break every bone in my fist.
I'm not coming out until you give me a personal order for pence made out to Molly Quartz.
Now, folks, how can I raise that amount? I know. I can do a week's variety in Mary Blackpool. I can still remember the shaving routine. How's it go again? Well, hello there, folks. Everybody's going to shave, except women and small children.
Mr. Seacombe's departure from the mic is a timely one. Any departure of his is timely. I have a grave announcement to make. Just before this show started, Mr. Max Geldray died. His wife described his condition as satisfactory. However, by waving some money under his nose, he's recovered enough to play his probate. Eight-year-old Max Geldray, live from a bath chair.
Mahogany lattice fronted iron framed upright. Serial number 935427B.
They don't write numbers like that anymore.
This I'm in. That was a chicken duck cat.
Does it lay eggs?
No, it lays kittens. Come in, try a little tune on the piano. Oh, see if all those hammers are working. Get her out the back. Where's Miss Spares? The laundry will never keep up with this, you know.
Oh! Dunlop, stop that!
Yes, which way did it go? Yes, It's a lady. Can it be? Yes, it is. Yes, my dear little Alice Bluegoon.
Blacknock!
What?
Come out and fight. Surrender the fort.
I can't. It's leasehold and all that. Checks and postal orders only, you know.
Who's that out there playing the part of Ray Ellington?
It's my mortal enemy, the Red Bladder. Go away, Bladder, and find your own television series.
Blacknock, you coward!
What? He can't call me a coward and get away with it.
You big coward!
He got away with it. Doc Neddy. Hello, what, yes? That was the beep-beep seam. They switched goon shows. This is now number 162.
Pardon me, sir.
What is it, Private Parts? What is it?
Time for tomorrow perversion, sir.
Time for my perversion?
Yes, sir.
Good. Good. Let's start now.
Come along.
Oh, I love a bit of rock. Yes. Now the whips. Yes. Yes. Let me have the scotch liquor now. I like that right now. Now the steering wheel club, closely followed by the touch of the Hefner. And come on. More. Is it all over?
Yes.
What about the starters? Now then.
No,
that's better. Now this uniform goes back to Moss Brothers tomorrow.
Yes, sir. There is a deposit on it.
Oh, that'll brush off. Don't worry about that. Now then. Now then. Why are you wearing that? Why are you wearing that lovely floral cretonne frock? You're not the relief column, are you?
Take your hands off me and place them higher up.
Oh, that's where it's all happening, is it?
I'm dressed like this for Goon Show 161.
Listen to that. My pension's got through. Look, Ned, you need rest. There's only one place. Go down into the coal cellar and do it down there.
Yes? I must find the snaps of my secret bloomers before Brian Forbes turns them into a novelty.
By
heavens. It's dark down here. What I need is a good royal kip and a 20-course sandwich. Hello. Just rest my weary body down in this smokeless fuel. Must have been here for years. There's no fuel like an old fuel. There's no fuel like an old. Oh! That was nasty. I wasn't sure, but I swore I could hear what sounded like someone eating coke.
There are three men in my life.
Who's that, eh? Who's that?
That's you.
Is it? I know it's me, The creature was wearing a mini coal sack. Both feet in one army boot and a coal scuttle on his head. He must be one of ours.
I don't.
What are you doing down here?
Everybody got to be somewhere.
Yes, but who are you?
Oh, the hard ones first, eh? Well, I don't want you to spread this around, but I'm the coal man.
The coal man? It's 3 a.m.
Yep. Never too late to be a coal man.
What I mean is, after you deliver coal, you're supposed to go back to the cart.
Oh. You mean I should have let go of the sack?
Yes.
But they said they were giving me the sack. I wondered why the job didn't last long. Must be the old Pinchley Exchange tomorrow morning.
How long have you been down here?
Oh, I kept a record. I scratched every day on the wall.
Good heavens. The walls are covered in them. So are you.
That suits you.
Thank you, sailor.
You've only scratched 6 days to a week.
Yep, don't believe in working on Sundays.
Where's that drip coming from?
It's me. I'm leaking. Here, are you a Corbin?
No, I'm standing in for Buckingham Palace. Help me and I'll make you a companion of Honor Blackman. Stop that or you go blind, I tell you. Listen, I'm going to have a royal kip. Take this shovel. Now, if you see anybody come under my trouser door, belt him. Right. Now, good night, England and the colonies. I've just put on this record of royal snoring.
Oh, that's what money can do for you folks. I haven't touched a drop.
number 29 in the book.
Echo?
Yeah?
It's me, Pin Button.
Oh, my friend.
Yes, I'm your friend. You remember me?
I remember you.
Yes. Why do you not open the door?
Okay, I'll look. How do you open the door?
You turned a knob on your side.
I haven't got a knob on my side.
On the door.
The door? Oh, I'll soon get the hang of that. We'll go.
Telecos. I say, Echo.
What?
What is that sticking out the top of your boot wearing a cap?
That is my nephew, Little Jim.
Hello, Little Jim. Echo. I do not understand what he is saying.
Say that again, Little Jim.
Okay.
He said he doesn't understand what he's saying either.
He's one of Mrs. Thatcher's incomprehensives. Who is that snoring in that frock?
That's the... It's Neddy. He thinks he's the Queen of England.
Heckers.
Yes.
Let us play a game and push him down the well.
Yeah.
The red bladder's after me.
Come on, hold it!
I can't hold it much longer. It's old age.
You're in the wrong goon show.
Yes, I needed the money, you know. It's not safe in my goon show. The red bladder's doing the last turkey in the shop, you know. Yes.
Have you been?
Yes. Yes. I needed a nice, quiet series. You know the ones... What's the recipe today, Jim? Something like that.
Have you tried Broadcasting House?
Every window.
Look, this is getting ridiculous.
Ned, your majesty, don't worry.
Why are you dressed like Blednock?
Aren't we all? Your Majesty, good news. We have just found Guncho number 163, in which you play the lead all the way through as an underfloor heating detective.
I've always wanted big parts.
You've always had them, Neddy. No,
Neddy. Just get under these nice floorboards.
Yeah. Now, how's that, Ned?
Splendid. There's not another actor on the stage.
Say after me, I am a twit.
You are a twit.
Right. Now, stand by for your opening song.
Ned, the singing floorboard. Take one.
Action.
If I ruled the world, every day would be the first day of spring. Every heart would have a new song to sing. And we'd sing of the joy every morning would bring. If I ruled the world...
Three weeks pass away. But alas, not Mr. Seacomb.
Neddy, the singing floorboard, take 173.
If I ruled the How was that, Gridpat? Hello? How was the song? Gridpat! Hello? Anybody there? Let me out! I need food!
This is your dressing room. Welcome to the Palace Blackpool.
You're welcome to it, mate.
We've had them all here. Tom Lones, Silla Jack, Engelbert Humptyback, Hal Dolittles, Rolf Haggis, Harry Stenscroft, the lot. Yeah, what's your act, son?
I am with Captain Goat Cabin's Balancing Stallion. And I also accompany Miss Golden Finish. Late of Dr. Eat's Flying Toodles.
And I mean that sincerely.
Yeah. Where are you? I say, where are you? You're not patting me. I've got clean underwear on.
I'm going to play under the floorboard.
Oh, you must have got a real bad agent. I can see your belly through the knot hole. Peck, peck, pecky.
Stop that talking. I want those snacks back.
Oh, that was a different show, you twit. This show's number 164. This is where I say, roll up, roll up. I say, 6 months for a quick stick to poke Neddy Seagoon. Peck, peck, pecky.
Stop that talking, I tell you. Stop it.
Pecky, pecky.
The next Goon Show will be on July the 7th, 1982. And from Goon Show number 167, farewell. That was the Goon Show, a specially recorded program for the 50th anniversary of the BBC, starring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe and Spike Milligan. You also heard the Railington Quartet, Max Geldray, and the orchestra conducted by Peter Knight. Announcer, Andrew Timothy. Script by Spike Milligan. Produced by John Brown.
Mr.
listeners might like to know that the entire performance of that last Goon Show of all will be available in stereo on a BBC record. It'll be released at the end of next week, and you should be able to obtain it from your record shop, price £1.99.